Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I got two situations, Truth Nation, that I want to bring up because I want to get y'all responses to this. We're going to open up the lines. I want y'all to chime in. And if y'all want to chime in the chat, go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube as we go live. And we got some people in the chat. I'm going to read some of the comments in the chat. And we got the talk to text lines, 833-212-1017, and call in 833-212-1017. Now, Kobe Bryant's father, Joe Jellybean Bryant, has put Kobe's 2000 Laker NBA championship ring up for auction. He's selling his son's ring, championship ring, but they saying that they ain't got no money, Kobe Bryant's father and mother. But Kobe married, I guess she's not an African-American female, and his wife now has the estate, the Kobe Bryant estate, all the money, but his parents is selling the ring. And a lot of people have these conversations saying, this is what happens when you marry other cultures and you become rich. The wealth goes into the other culture if something happens. And in this situation, they're saying that look at Kobe Bryant's parents. They raised him. He became an NBA player. And now they got to sell a ring that was gifted to him, to them. Because they going broke. DJ Brother Z, what do you think about that?
I think they should have been smarter with the money.
You think that they actually had the money? Because I think that they didn't like, I think where the problem was they didn't like Kobe Bryant's wife.
Well, that's.
And they got into it. They didn't come to the wedding.
That's their own fault.
Right.
Then.
They was beefing and things like that.
They got to lay in the bed that they made.
Right.
I have no sympathy for them then.
She could at least gave him a few dollars. She got like $300 million. How much Kobe estate is worth? Millions. She could have gave him an M. It's his parents.
Oh?
Vanessa.
They weren't at the wedding.
Vanessa Bryant.
They were not at her wedding.
All I'm saying is
that's unforgivable.
Oh, if you don't show up to the wedding, it's unforgivable.
If I invite you to the wedding and you don't show up, I will never speak to you again.
Oh, wow.
Tell me you're not coming and tell me a good reason why. And it better not be you
don't,
like,
don't like
my wife.
Because oh, wow.
Then we're going to have a whole nother problem.
Hey, look, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017 or jump in the chat as we going live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, Truth Nation. Hey, look, also, before we open up the lines, I got another situation that I don't know what's going on with this one. Allegedly, Michael Jackson's son is suing his own grandma for using his dad's money to pay her bills. Is this blanket? And once again, Michael Jackson had a child, well, allegedly, with somebody, you know, older, looked like an old white nurse. I guess his care, one of his caretakers. That's what they saying. You know, and I don't know what rabbit hole y'all want to go down with that, but the kids weren't by somebody in the black community. That's all I'm saying.
And I guess now the kid didn't grow up and don't even want grandma to pay the light bill, DJ Brother Z. And I guess they sold half of Michael Jackson's music catalog back to Sony. And I think they said it was worth $1.7 billion. So now one of his kids, Michael Jackson's son, is allegedly suing his own grandma. That's what they saying. She 93 years old. Raised Michael Jackson. Now they saying he don't want her to spend the money on the bills. I don't know, Truth Nation. Is that because they was born, to different cultures? What's going on? 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. I think it's because people pick fights. And with Vanessa Bryant, they didn't have to pick that fight. You're right, DJ Brothers. They didn't have to pick that fight. They could have showed up to the wedding. He was going to do it anyway. Sometimes when you're about to do something and can't nobody tell you when you locked in. So he was going to marry her anyway, but now it's coming back to bite him. Bite the family, where they got to sell Kobe history. That ring is NBA history. And they said it right now, or the last time they checked, it was like going for $94,000. $94,000 for the ring. We go ahead to the lines. Al, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, the first thing I want to say, if you don't like my wedding, you don't like my money. I wouldn't give you not one up. Freaking dime. I wouldn't even give you the leftovers. I'm not giving you nothing. And if you're living in Thailand and you're not doing nothing right, well, that's something you got to deal with, boo. And number two, moving to this because people had kids outside that race, that got absolutely nothing to do with it, Tori. Because I have seen many times mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, and all going through all kind of health. And them black Negro children ain't nowhere around. But they can sit right up in church praising another Negro who ain't birthed them, raised them, ain't put money on their books, will not come care for them at all. So that has absolutely nothing to do with.
No, but what I'm saying is, he don't want grandma to pay the bill.
Well, see, grandmama holds the key. So if you want to step out your zone and you want to go against the Creator, I'll make sure you don't get nothing. Mm. Your name is Blanket. So since your name is Blanket, I'm going to be grandma and pour that blanket over your eyes because I'm going to show you who you effing with. But that has absolutely nothing to do with having kids outside your race. Because, Toy, I know some people who had kids outside their race and their kids came from the other side of the United States. They came from another country to make sure their mother and father is okay. And they don't sit up in no black church. Praise in that nigga named Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
So we don't want to say that. So I'm going to go on and hang up because I see it too many times. Grandma sitting there, she stopped taking her medication, and here come the kids after she dead. But they can sit up in church every Sunday praising somebody who let their people rot for 400 years, and he's a God himself. I'm going to hang up.
Al must have been talking about white Jesus. Oh, wow. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Vincent, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, cool. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, brother Vincent?
Good afternoon. The point is, it doesn't matter where Kobe Bryant's wife is black, white, purple, or green. Mm-hmm. The fact is, Kobe Bryant should have took care of his parents.
Mm.
Kobe Bryant came out of his mother's womb. So the fact is, if his parents needed money, or his parents were indigent or whatever, the fact is Kobe Bryant, while he was alive, should have took care of his parents. The fact is, he could have put his parents in his will. Because I'm sure all these ball players have wills and you would have thought he would have put them as a
beneficiary somewhere just to make sure they were straight.
That's right. Kobe Bryant should have taken care of his parents. So it's, she's not obligated to do that, whether she, like I said, whether she's white, black, purple, or green.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. The fact is that it was up to Kobe Bryant to make sure his parents were set. So no,
Kobe should have did what he should have did for his parents.
Exactly. That was his mom and daddy. He came out of his mama's womb. They raised him. They took him to all the basketball clinics and everything else. He should have taken care of his parents. If he didn't take care of them, then hey, that's on Kobe Bryant, and that's between him and Kobe Bryant and his parents, not his wife.
They're gonna have to talk to him when they get to the next life.
Exactly.
Oh wow. All right. I appreciate you for tapping in, Vincent. Eddie. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory Lowe. How are you doing today?
How you doing, Brother Eddie?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to comment to give a more Caucasian perspective on this.
Here we go.
Tory, I think with the tragic death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, it was a tragic loss
right.
of the family. Not just the father,
most
but
definitely.
One of the siblings, one of the kids, right? You would think any kind of angst, right, I agree, amen. Tory, you'd think the angst and animosity that sometimes, families have, and I've had it in my family also, would be set aside because it was such a tragic loss. Again, not just the husband of the family or the father, but also a child. You would think that she would have enough decency to go to her attorneys and say, hey, I want to make sure that Kobe's parents are taken care of. I mean, they're not getting any younger, let's be honest. And as much hate and rage and spite and malice and animosity that I have for certain people, if they're my relatives, I understand the principle of right and wrong. And even though I might not want to really engage with them or communicate with them, I would still look out after them. So, if you have 350 million, Kobe Bryant wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for his parents. Michael Jackson wouldn't have been alive unless it wasn't for his mother, Mother Jackson, right? So, for these people to act in such a way is highly inappropriate and unacceptable to me. You think, like I said, they
right, and then we're talking about people that are hundreds of millions. What's in their pocket could probably help these people, their family members. That these are people that raised these legends.
Right. But also, there's always two sides to a story. So who knows if she hasn't reached out to them and tried to set up a trust for them or such a thing, some kind of dividend. Who knows? But I would say that as much as upset as I am with some people in my life, if they needed my financial help to get by, I would absolutely give it to them. Even though I won't want to interact with them and I'm upset with them, I know the principle of right and wrong and decency. Tory, the principle of character, credibility, integrity, and veracity, and I try to live that every day, Tory. Tory, on that note, I'm going to go.
All
I've
right,
been working
Eddie.
All day on the ladders. So I'm going to just lay down on the couch for the rest of the afternoon. Thanks, Tory. Bye-bye.
All right, Eddie, thank you for tapping in. Hey, look, I mean, this grandma, you don't want grandma to pay no bills? I mean, and then Kobe Bryant, dad, they got to be older now in their retirement years, and now they got to look at the memorabilia, the 2000 championship ring that Kobe won, and this is for their survival? This is all they got from that? He got deals with Nike. He got Kobe estate got to be like upwards toward $400
million. Yeah, $600
million. $600 million. We going to head to the lines. Brian. Brian, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Yeah, that's a messed up situation, but that just goes to show you why you shouldn't mix races. Because I don't really fought her too. I know she's of Hispanic descent, but if she doesn't even like what created her children, who are these people's grandparents, if she don't like them. There's a part of her that really didn't like Kobe Bryant, because why would you not want to secure the future, what's left of the future of somebody that brought her all those millions and all that generational wealth. So I question her actual love for Kobe Bryant for her acting the way that she acts. Period. Point blank.
Even though they didn't show up for the wedding, even though they didn't approve of her marrying Kobe.
Money. It doesn't matter. Kobe no longer here. She wouldn't be where she is today if it wasn't for those two parents creating Kobe Bryant.
I agree with that.
And I don't understand why any ball player, if it's a black ball player, would even consider marrying anybody outside of his race. Now, if you already, quote unquote, of mixed race, then so be it. But if you started out all black and you marry a different race, these are the kind of ramifications down the road that your family member is going to have to deal with. Because there's always going to be some part of somebody's family that doesn't like the origins of you and vice versa. That just creates more and more conflict down the road because nobody live forever. Nobody. Mm. I don't care how many millions you have. And all you're going to have after that is your legacy. And if your legacy is one side of your family worth millions and your other side of the family got to work at Walmart into their 80s to make a living, I mean, that's a trash existence.
Mm. And that's bad because, the fact that they had to sell the ring to get a retirement, like, that's just, to me, it just don't sound... I don't know all the intricate details of their relationship, but you would think like, okay, I got $600 million. Let me at least get him like $1 million. You know what I mean? Gift him $1 million at least. Hey. All right, Brian. I appreciate you for tapping in. When we come back, we got Black Conscience. We got some talk to text. We got some people in the chat. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yup. Fire bitties to the flow right now. Eat her up, show her how you get down. Off the drink, yeah, she finna go round. Get up, hit the ground. Eat her up. Eat her up. Eat her up. Eat her up.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, I appreciate everybody for chiming into the conversation today. Kobe Bryant's father selling Kobe's 2000 NBA championship ring, and they may need the money, DJ Brother Z. People are chiming in. Vanessa Bryant cut off her own mama and put her out of a home that Kobe bought the lady. Vanessa is no joke. We're going to head to the lines. Jamal, you on a new 101.7 The Truth, tap in.
Yeah, man. Thanks for letting me up, man. I think, to be honest, man, she bogus for that. You know, I come from the South, man. I come out of Arkansas, man. You know, and irregardless, you know, of how the differences may be between the families and whatnot and all of that, you know, it was always a customary and traditional thing to extend back out to the family, especially under some circumstances, you know, with Mr. Bryant.
Right.
You know, may he, you know, and honestly, the other day I was looking through my TikTok feed and I seen his wife and the little girl, you know, at a college basketball game. And I noticed, you know, the way that she was looking at the little girl. You know, she had that, you know, that look in her face, you know, the lip, you know, like she couldn't really stand it.
Mm.
And then I hear y'all talking about this situation with his family, which I didn't even know about. You know, thanks for putting that in the air, man. You know, and that just made me really go back and say, you know, I wonder how she really feel about them kids. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Hey, look, that's a lot. You know, family turmoil is in every family and how we deal with it. And usually I say we get like 4 or 5 days after somebody die where the family come together and they put everything aside for the funeral, for what has to happen with the tragedy. But after that, sometimes it kick right back in. It go right back to the turmoil and people go back to normal. I don't know what these circumstances are, but all I know is they're talking about Kobe Bryant's dad selling the ring, his 2000 championship ring, and they saying that he broke. They may not have no money. I don't know the intricate details. I'm just saying with Kobe being as huge, larger than life basketball figure with all his money, pocket change would have helped in this situation. And then allegedly one of Michael Jackson's sons is trying to sue the grandma, his mother, allegedly. Because she was paying the bills. She was paying her bills with the money. Black Conscious. You on a new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Boy, nothing can destroy families like money, huh? Tell you, brother. So I disagree with the brother about who he should marry. That's totally up to individuals to marry who. You know, we need to get away from this. They need to marry their own because their heart is who they heart is with. And they go through their own troubles with whatever they with, that's who they decide to go through. And she, there's no obligation to do anything for her, but morally, because this is your children's grandmother and grandparents, you should at least try to help. I'm not saying you should give them what they want, but at least help them out somewhat, morally. And before, this is how family take care of family, as you demonstrate in front of your kids. So, you know, just on that alone, she should, you know, somewhat try to help out. But that relationship between his parents has been sour for a long time because of money. They was taking some money from him or some squandering money from him or something like that, and they fell out really, really bad. And they never really mended that relationship after that. Well, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I pray for them that they can get some, but, you know, this – What kind of example are you setting before these kids?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and we're not talking about some money that's going to hurt somebody if they.
No, because she's well off. She's well off. Even with the members, she sued for them putting out the pictures of him. So
right.
She got money on top of money, and that won't be nothing to him. But, you know, at the same time, if Kobe did see in his heart to do something, we can't fault her. But at least have somewhat sympathy for the grandparents of the children. You know, you give them $100,000. That's to her. That's $200-$300. But you know, hey, hope they work that out, man, for the children's sake.
All right, Black Peace, Conscious. Brother. I appreciate you for tapping in. We got some talk to text 3219. Yes, this Milwaukee Marcus. I kind of sort of agree with Al, even though he went left and disrespecting Jesus like he always does. But anyways, I don't think that you should be so hateful just because someone didn't attend a wedding. If it wasn't for Kobe, Vanessa wouldn't be in that position to have that money. And far as blanket is wrong, that's how we don't have the riches of Michael Jackson wouldn't have did what he did to bring him into this world. It's just that nowadays we are very cold-hearted. The world is evil, or should I say the people in the world are getting more evil. Hey, DJ Brother Z. Hey, look, look, these are the things that are going on, and I'm gonna tell you this. When you come to elders and people, you know, sometimes I overlook some of the things that I don't like about the elders because, you know, they're older, they came before me, and out of respect, I just, even if I don't agree with them, I'm not going to argue with them. I'm going to just say, God bless you. If they don't even want to hear my point, I just say, God bless you, and I keep it moving. I don't want to disrespect the elders like that sometimes, but sometimes you got them elders that, you know, we call them olders. They not elders, they olders, and they be talking out the side of their neck sometimes. And even though you want to respect them, they acting childish. And I'd be like, hey, look, let's just, sometimes I just had to walk away, period, on both. I learned to just walk away, period. I ain't got to stand here and listen to all of this. I'm going to just keep what I feel I need to do for my elders, whether they're elder or older. I'm going to try to walk away because God bless you, you know, whatever. You know, they set in their ways. But they could have broke them off a little some, a little piece of change. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by Justice Wisconsin Advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I need it. Metro Boomin wants some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things.
Tune into the award-winning 1017 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the best of diversity and excellence, powered by Erie Insurance and hosted by Dr. Ken Harris and Fred Johnson, the vice president and Wisconsin state manager for Erie Insurance. Listen back to some of the best conversations Fred and Ken have had over the last 6 months, protecting assets which matters most to you in life, like your home, your car, by doing business with Erie Insurance. So again, don't miss the best of diversity and excellence, powered by Erie Insurance, this Saturday at 10 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth. Also, tune into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the debut of Community Heartbeat, presented by Outreach Community Health Center. Sharon Hughes will be speaking with practitioners and health experts by living a healthier lifestyle, how to focus on preventative health, and the importance of health screenings, and much more. Do not miss this show. This is a movement dedicated to bringing our community together through wellness. Don't miss Community Heartbeat, presented by Outreach Community Health Centers, this Saturday at 10 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth. Also, Truth Nation, tune into the Tory Lowe Show this Thursday for a big announcement at 1:30 p.m. This is one that you don't want to miss. So again, mark your calendars for Thursday, March 28th. At 1 p.m. sharp, to be sure you don't miss this major truth announcement on the Tory Lowe Show. We have the Brewers next Tuesday. The Nassus is launching his new show next Wednesday. And also a big announcement is coming Thursday. Hey, look, keep your ears open. We got a lot of announcements that's coming. Joining me on the lines is Justice Wisconsin Advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well. Happy Monday.
Hey, how your day going?
It's raining. It's cold. You know, it's going. Slow motion better than no motion, I guess.
Hey, look, we had a lot of conversation today on the show. We talked about Kobe Bryant's parents selling his ring from 2000.
Yeah, the sad reality that they have to sell it, knowing that, you know, how much money their son died and left, and that his wife is not looking out for his mother and father, is above and beyond egregious to me, knowing that Kobe wouldn't be who he was if his mother and father didn't do what it was that they did. And at the end of the day, I think anybody's main idea is to take care of their family in the long run.
Yep. Also, I want you to hear this audio. I want you to hear this audio. This is Charles Barkley talking about why blacks may not be voting Democratic. Let's listen.
My ability to dunk a basketball, all my neighborhoods are still the same. Our schools are still the same. And that's why I think black people are leaving disappointed in the Democratic Party, because I ain't gonna lie, I voted Democratic every time just because I thought it was gonna help black people and poor people. Because black people and poor white people, they're in the same boat. And like, I didn't care who the president was, I'm not gonna lie, but I only voted Republican one time in my life, and that was for John Kasich, and I didn't even know he couldn't win. But then I'm starting to look like, man, I understand why black people are leaving, want to vote for somebody else, because every 4 years they come into our neighborhood and say, man, we're gonna make things better for you.
Are certain black voters switching from Democrat to Republican? I don't think they're switching to Trump or to other Republicans because they think those Republicans are going to actually make change. I think those voters are switching for other reasons, just because they actually don't like the message that Democrats are sending to them as Black people, and especially as young Black people. Because again, this trend is not happening throughout Black America. It's confined basically to Black men under 30.
It's now through TikTok and Instagram.
Hey.
And I'm...
I want to get your reaction to what Charles Barkley had to say.
I mean, well said. And again, we're in a time where, you know, we see the mask, you know, like you said with your grandmother, my parents, my grandmother, when our children go to looking back, we have nothing to show for it, you know? So again, what is they doing? But allowing the communities to continue to be in ruins, and you have to ask yourself, you know, is it by chance or is it by accident or is it on purpose? And this long for us to still be the same way we was 50, 60, 70 years, you know, like this is by design, you know, and insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Right.
We're not expecting different results if we're going to vote the same way. We know what we're going to get, you know, and we're the one living in these times and these places and spaces where we truly see the difference. It's a lie.
I was trying to say that, hey, times look, I knew so this different. Year would be a battle for the Black vote, especially Black men. I read that article months ago last year that there will be a battle to get the Black male vote this time around. And we're seeing it play out, you know, and the Charles Barkley, he's outspoken. But like I said, when we talk about what's really going on in Chicago, in some of these sanctuary cities, these are what our people are saying. These are the brothers and sisters in the communities that have voted Democrat their whole life. These are the people that's talking.
Whole life. And again, it's no better time than the present. You know, we've been privy to all of it. We're no longer on that broken record of believing what we're not seeing. You know, the math is not mathing. You know, what they said and what they did is two different things. And I think there's no better time than the present, especially our children, because they see, you know, that even those well-to-do citizens who did everything they told us to do. You know, when we're leading, especially in the Black community, when we're leading in education and also leading, you know, in unemployment, you know, that don't go together. You said if we go to school, if we do this, if we do that, if we're upstanding citizens, that we'll be able to have this good life. And that's not happening. Right now you have individuals who work in three jobs to be poor.
Mm.
It's no longer... It never added up, but now we have the time and we've been empowered to go to thinking for ourselves and not going with the status quo, because the status quo has also always misled us, kept us distracted. But in real time, we're seeing it for what it is, and that's that the Democratic Party, just politics, period, don't have nothing for us.
No.
You know, and how do you teach people to do something different if you don't get up and allow them to see what their life is like without you?
Well, comedian Michael Blackston says Joe Biden will secure every Black man's vote if he canceled child support.
He would probably secure all white men votes then, you
right.
know, because again, child support just across the board,
right.
we know it was created for Europeans. But again, Michael Blackston stating comically
right.
that is secure, you know, all the men's votes. In reality, I don't even think, you know, that would be an issue if individuals was able to get, you know, able to have those jobs that's going to allow them to pay that support and
right.
things
living
like that.
Wage
so
jobs.
It's bigger than that. And again, you know, comically, that's what he do.
Right.
He's a court jester. He's cracking jokes. But again, when you living in this life, it ain't funny. You know, right now, like you stated, two bags of groceries. $100. Tori, I found some seeded grapes that was $12 a bag.
What?
You hear me? Like, the seedless grapes was $5. I found some seeded grapes, and they were $12
a
bag.
The same amount.
So, again, the same amount.
except for this one had seeds, and the seed list that's processed was cheaper than the ones that had seeds that's truly good for you, you know, that's beneficial. So in reality, we as Americans just got to understand what's exactly going on. And the game of politics is just that. It's a game. It's like a broken relationship, a mother and a father and a divorce. The kids lose. We're losing. The people is losing in this time and this place. And when you know better, you have to do better. And that's one thing for sure and two for certain. We got to count ourselves in and stop allowing individuals to say what's best for us when we look out our windows every day and know that if they had the best for us, we wouldn't be suffering the way that we're suffering right now.
Well, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
On that 1942, I got my footy tuck. Oh, you got your footy tuck. I got footy up. All my Cardis, you can't see my eyes because I be pouring up.
Truth Nation, we love all our Milwaukee Bucks and the Antetokounmpo brothers. This is why we are excited to announce that The Truth is now the home of the Analysis Podcast. The award-winning 1017 The Truth is teaming up with the Nasus Antetokounmpo to form a championship duo. The Analysis Podcast debuts on Wednesday, April 3rd at 6 p.m. The show will air every Wednesday night, right after the Tory Lowe Show. Hear from guests like Bucks star Giannis and Dame, Stephen A. Smith, YouTube sensation Jake Paul, and so many more. A Milwaukee Black Talk just keeps getting better. Also, tune into the award-winning 1017 The Truth Community Spotlight this Wednesday at 3:57 p.m. between the Tory Lowe Show and The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We will be speaking with Milwaukee Police Department Captain Mahai about the journey through law enforcement and the importance of police building legitimacy in the community. Again, that's the Community Spotlight with the Milwaukee Police Department this Wednesday at 3:57 p.m. on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Elizabeth Brown, let me get your final thoughts on the show.
I mean, you know, again, always informative. And just the community definitely needs to reach out to Ashanti Hamilton. He's been lying. He's always been lying. And the sad reality of that is that, you know, even when he was an older person, and that community that he was in that he didn't take care of as an older person. The sad thing is when we're talking about politics, how they don't help our community on purpose. You know, they continue to allow certain people, when you think about commercially, the redlining that's happening where we can't buy buildings, they allow them to dilapidate, bring down the property value, and then allow these, you know, big corporations or project management teams to come in and buy up all the housing and, you know, allow the red tape of evictions that stop people from having houses.
Right.
And all of the monies that we put forward. Everybody owns something in our community but us, and that's only in our community. So we have to make sure that we understand that this is set up and is designed this way. So when these individuals start to have those conversations, you know, that they're trying, what they're trying to do, you can't be trying to do anything. It don't take nobody this long to fix anything.
Right.
You know, you are a person that has have the results. They said it with their own mouth. Even the current mayor know what it is that you do.
Right.
You know, you got older people, they call you when they can't do it. Police officers, you name it, you've done it. You have the proof, and you still put forth a plan to stop certain things, and they deny you that, knowing that they have the money. That means that this is what they want. They want the collapse of the city. They want this to happen, because when you gamble with individuals that have no results and there's a person with results, you overlook them, you put them on the back burner, you want to play in their face and say, let's have a meeting, that you care about this community, you've shown time and time again, because you're a political figure and you've been there for a long time. So you know what you're doing. You know why you're doing it.
And he an
and
attorney.
That's to make sure that our community, that's to make sure our community don't move forward.
Mm.
At the end of the day, action speaks for themselves. So we definitely need to be calling Ashanti and asking them what's up with our money, because we want it to be put forth to make us at least be able to go out and be safe in our own community.
I agree.
So look, that's a call for action.
Look, that's why I ain't never attended none of those meetings, because it was a sham.
it was a waste of time, King.
But they said, Tori, you can't say nothing unless you go and try it. So I went through the process.
And you did it.
I already knew the outcome.
Now the world knows.
Hey.
Now it's on them. So.
Hey, look, I appreciate
you. Again, King.
I appreciate you for being on these front lines as usual, and we got a lot of work to do, Queen.
Hey, as always, King, let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation, I thank y'all for tapping into the show today. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tori, look for what the phone. Let's get it.
Hey, y'all be safe. Dr. Ken Harris up next.
Boy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. In times it's hard, you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.